I'll admit that I've added books to my bookshelf thanks to kindly people who left boxes of fiction and nonfiction on the sidewalks of New York. There are usually no signs on the boxes. Everyone just knows that when there's a box of something placed prominently in the place where trash would be, the stuff inside is free for the taking. And I've taken. So imagine my surprise last week when I read this headline on the Chicago Tribune's website. Angry Skokie woman places violin in driveway where it is stolen, police say. The story explains that the woman, angry with her violin-playing spouse, placed his violin at the end of the couple's driveway where it was, and I quote here, stolen less than 2 hours later, police said. Okay, I'm not saying that I'd ever take anything as valuable as a violin left at the end of a driveway, but we've acquired some furniture that way. Stolen? It would likely all come down to what was in the mind of the person who took the violin, what he or she knew or believed, and precisely where the wife left the violin. Depending on all that, the prosecutor might disagree with police who categorize the act as theft. Take a listen to the crucial language in the Illinois theft statute. A person commits theft when he knowingly obtains or exerts unauthorized control over property of the owner. That little word knowingly packs a big punch, especially when the United States Supreme Court has written this about trash. It is common knowledge that plastic garbage bags left on or at the side of a public street are readily accessible to scavengers, snoops, and other members of the public, and that, speaking very generally here, once we rid ourselves of trash, it's prime for the taking because the owner has abandoned it. Police generally don't even need a search warrant for it. Now, granted, the violin apparently wasn't in a plastic trash bag, but it was placed in a location that I myself have interpreted as ground zero for come and get me. Can a person knowingly take property of another when she truly believes with good reason that the other has abandoned the property? It's likely that a court would say no and refuse to find theft under these unique circumstances, no matter what the investigating police say. Though Illinois courts haven't faced the question precisely that I could find, many courts have basically decided that one cannot steal something one doesn't realize is the property of another. One cannot steal property that appears to have been abandoned. One cannot steal property that one mistakes for something else. If that sounds right to you, even without legal training and even without having added to your own list of household items thanks to the driveway generosity of others, you join at least a couple of those who left comments via the internet after the violin story. Stolen? Asked one who's obviously walked in my shoes. When people place items at the end of the driveway, it's a signal to me that the item is trash. And maybe, just maybe, that's why the wife left the violin precisely where she left it. I'm Amy Guida.